Okay, good day. I assume you had a wonderful Shabbos, and that we are continuing with our study of Masechta Shabbos. Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud says the Mishnah, Ein tolin basar batzal ubeitza, a person cannot cook or roast meat, onions, or eggs on Friday, ela kdei sheyitzolu mibod yom. They have to be able to be totally roasted before Shabbos, in a size that's enough to be able to be eaten. Now, if there's a concern, shemi echat habikacholim, that you may come to stoke the coals, even Beis Hillel says that you're not going to be allowed to do this into Shabbos. So, and that's what we are pointing out over here, that the tzliya, the process of roasting, and roasting usually means you may come to stoke coals, so therefore, you have to be concerned. Now, in the Gemara over here, we say that how much is considered cooked, so that it should be roasted enough, and the answer is, we use the term, machal ben drusai. Einos dimpas l'tanarim chashecha. We don't usually put bread into the oven as the sun is setting, velo charara al gabi gecholim. We also don't put a small bekala on top of the coals, right? It's a small cake. Ela kadeshi yikrumu panami bodyom. It has to have a crust. It has to have enough time to have a crust from Erev Shabbos. If you don't do that, we're going to be concerned. Shemi yechata begecholim. Rabbi Eliezer omer kadeshi karum ha tachton shela. It's got to be the bottoms that has to be able to be crusted. The fact of the matter is, when in the previous Mishnah we learned that you can't roast meat unless there's enough time to have the shear roasted in the proper manner, right? So now, when we talk about the olden days and their olden day ovens, we say now, if Erev Pesach fell out on Friday, a person can take the meat of the Korban Pesach with the spit that used to be used and stuck all the way through the animal, even close to the time that Yontif and Shabbos would begin. So even though it's going to continue to be roasting all Shabbos, Friday night long. Why? Because the fact of the matter is, when people are working on a Korban Pesach, they will remind one another that it's Shabbos, and we don't have to worry that someone's going to come to stoke coals. There are enough people are already there. Or b'meduras beis hamoked. Right? We can handle the fire with wood. In other words, we can we have to set some amount of the fire on Erev Shabbos, b'meduras beis hamoked, with the fires of the Beis Hamoked, ubigvulin, but outside of the Beis Hamikdash, we cannot go ahead and light the fire on Erev Shabbos unless there's enough time, kadesh tochas or beruban, unless most of the fire would have already caught. In other words, in the Beis Hamikdash, I don't also have to be concerned that someone's going to come and light fires out of control. But outside of the Beis Hamikdash, we have to be concerned that someone's going to come to violate the laws of Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'pchamim koshu, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if we have a little bit of fire going before Shabbos, and the fire will spread itself into the rest of the oven, right? The fact of the matter is, we don't have to worry that this is going to lead one to Shema Yechata. Okay, with this we close out the first perek of Masechta Shabbos, and Be'ezras Hashem on Sunday, we will ask the ever-popular question, Bameh Madlikin Uvamo in Madlikin.